This is a special report from OFM News.
The High Courts in the Free State, KwaZulu-Natal and North West yesterday threw a major spanner in the works of the governing party. The court in the Free State effectively barred 14 Free State branches from the party's national elective conference while rendering the province leaderless, as the decisions taken at last week's provincial general conference, including the election of the provincial executive council, were also nullified. In KwaZulu-Natal, the court barred the province's PEC from participating in the conference as their 2015 provincial congress was also annulled and their PEC dissolved. Meanwhile, 40 branches from Northwest's largest region, Bojanala, were also barred due to their regional conference being declared irregular and nullified. ANC Secretary General Gwede Mantashe has said the party will not allow anything to taint the integrity of the conference. To this end, delegates from these troubled regions and provinces' only role in the conference will be as observers.
We must ensure that we don't do anything that will condemn the international conference. So the decision taken there is that it's the first day, KZN and then Bojana. All the structures that are nullified will not be voted.
Despite this decision and the rulings made by the courts, party members involved with the Free State Court challenge against the PEC have made claims of potential infiltration by bogus delegates deployed by branches which apparently shouldn't even be there. Tsipile Sempe says they've alerted the ANC National Executive Committee of these members and hope they will ensure that yesterday's court order is honoured.
This is the last chance of them to redeem themselves, to do the right thing, because there are branches, as I speak to you now, I'm sitting with a list of branches that did not even go to the BGM from Free State that have delegates in that conference, you know. Oh, bogus delegates are at national conference. That national conference is at the risk from the Free State delegation. But this information has been relayed to National Executive Committee, the names, the ward where these people are coming from. We hope, we pray, we are on our knees that this National Executive Committee will do the right thing.
Earlier today, ANC Treasurer General Zweli Mkhize reassured business leaders of the party's commitment to taking the country forward and emphasized the need to include the marginalized sections of the population in the economy. He and several others reiterated calls for unity. Despite this, there have already been incidents which show just how divided the party is. Several factional songs and chants have been heard throughout the morning in support of either Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma or Cyril Ramaphosa to take the party forward. The conference is set to start within minutes, with President Jacob Zuma delivering the party's political report.
This was a special report from OFM News.